And greetings, friends. Another great I Am in the Gospel by John. This time we read in the 10th chapter and verse 36. Here he is. Those who were present, that would be both Jew and Gentile. And he is saying to them what they had said about him. Say ye of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. My, that's a strong language. Because I said, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he's putting back the charge they made. They said in verse 33, for blasphemy. They answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. Oh, they charged them with blasphemous statements. The Holy Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And because that thou being a man makest thyself God. Yes, they did not believe that he was the Son of God. So he now charges back what they have said. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. They couldn't believe that. They couldn't take it in, even though they witnessed his mighty, marvelous miracles. And back in the ninth chapter, where the blind man that was born blind, and the Lord gave him his sight, and he sent him to wash in the pool of Siloam, and he came seeing, and the Lord Jesus said to him, to the young man, he said, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And the man that was born blind had not ever seen anybody until that day. And so he answered the Lord Jesus and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. So the Lord Jesus said, here I am. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And then the young man who received his sight, he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. He showed that he believed because he worshipped the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he said, he confessed also, Lord, I believe. I believe on him. I believe. And he worshipped him. He believed that he was the Son of God. Nobody but God could give him his sight. That he had not ever had all the way through his life. And he was of age. He was a man. And he had not ever seen another man. So we find, and then that these people that didn't believe on him, they were going to stone him. And they said he blasphemed because he, being a man, made himself God. The Lord Jesus said that I am the Son of God. And if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. You know? He asked them to judge him by his works, by the miracles that he performed. Oh, yes. He showed, he manifested that he was the Son of God. This means, friends, he was not man. And thank God for this marvelous truth. He was not man only. He was man, but he was also God at the same time. He was God manifest in human flesh. And he showed by his marvelous miracles that he was God. The fowls of the air obeyed him. The fish of the sea obeyed him. He sent Peter to cast in a hook. And when he brought up the fish, it had the money, the tax money, in its mouth. to pay for both the Lord and for Peter. The winds and the waves of the angry, stormy sea, they obeyed his voice when he said, "Peace be still." There was a great calm. And he walked on the water, that which no man can do, but by the power of God. And Peter, wanting to come to him, he asked, "Lord, bid me come to thee." And he got down, and he walked on the water by the power of the Lord, but when he saw the waves, he began to sink. And the Lord reached out his hand and lifted him up and saved him from a watery grave. But the Lord was in control of the creatures, the wild animals also. For the donkey on which he rode into Jerusalem, as we read, whereon never a man sat, though no one ever broke it to ride. And anybody who has broken horses to ride, or mules or donkeys either, know that you must break them into this operation. And sometimes they're very balky, and they are frightened, and they will hurt you unless you know how to handle them. But the donkey on which the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem was most docile, because he was the master. He had control of even the beasts of the field, manifesting that he was the Son of God. And then the lepers that he cleansed. Never used medication. He touched the leper, and his leprosy left him. He touched the blind man, and he received his sight. He touched the bier, he touched the casket, the coffin of the widow's son, and the young man sat up, and he gave him over to his mother, his widowed mother. The dead rose at his voice. "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came forth out of the cave, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. But he came forth at the mighty power and the voice of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. No man could ever do anything like that. No man ever did. But the Lord Jesus proved that he was the Son of God. And if he were not the Son of God, then, my friend, there's no salvation been accomplished. And his death on the cross was only the death of another human being. But oh, dear friends, far be the thought of this, because he was the Son of God. Not only that, but we read that marvelous verse in John 3 and verse 16, the most widely known verse perhaps in all the Bible. "For God the Father, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He gave whom? His only begotten Son. And when we turn back to the book of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, and we can read there of the voice that came down from heaven and declared that it was God's beloved Son. It was at the baptism of the Lord Jesus, and they were down in the water, John the Baptist. Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Now here the Lord Jesus was in the water, he was baptized, and now he comes up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, not a dove, but like a dove, and lighting upon him. That made the Son and the Holy Spirit together, And then in verse 17 of chapter 3, the book of Matthew, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So there was the Father Jehovah in heaven, and speaking down to earth, and saying, this is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. Oh, my friends, thank God he was and is the Son of God. And therefore, the Lord was well pleased in him. God Jehovah was well pleased in him. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. My friend, are you well pleased with him? He is the Son of God. Therefore, his blood was precious blood. He had no sins of his own. He was the Son of God who alone could come down and atone for your sin and mine to the Father God. For it was God who was offended by us, by our sins. We had offended God. Our sins weren't against God. But the Lord Jesus came down and on the cross he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Oh, my friends, are you well pleased with the Lord Jesus, the Son of God? Do you believe he's the Son of God? Do you believe that he died on the cross for your sins? Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you're not, then you're lost. He is, he ever will be, the Son of God. Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus who was the Son of God, who came down from heaven to die upon Calvary's cross. And so, Lord, we pray.